Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. You're listening to RBN, and it's Monday, the 31st day of August. Have you ever seen a month go so fast? So many things happening. Oh my, I'm hoping you have some tranquil moments in your life and that some things are going your way. We have a nation that has an unemployment problem, right? You hear all kinds of statistics, but it's quite grim. And we bless and hope that those who are frustrated and without work maybe could find something in their future and some good luck will come their way. It is a very, very sad thing to be without a job and to fill the needs that you might have as a family, as a responsible person, a little bit of money in your pocket. So I am very, very concerned that the whole world of America has just begun to feel the impact of the policies of this poor and sad nation at this time. It calls for vigor. It calls for hope. It calls for effort, and it calls for a demeanor of politeness when people think that they are about at the end of their rope. What do? They sometimes falter, and they aren't the very best company, right? And what happens then? And who is responsible? Is it your Congress? Do you think that they have served you well? Have you been to a town hall meeting? Have you been involved with some of the spirit of anxiousness? And sometimes people are quite rude. It was my pleasure, as I mentioned, to attend one last week. I just knew I needed to attend a town hall meeting in the fall of 2009. There weren't that many seasoned senators choose not to become available for the mere masses, you know. So is the case here in Utah, at least year after year. They might have a meeting where there is a dialogue, but it would be among friends, like the conference of the cities or the cities and states or different organizations in a very fine social setting. They do not choose to speak with the masses particularly. So how does America respond to a real downturn in their economy? We have to be innovative, right? Can't hope and help for somebody that's going to help us. Where does it come from? It comes from a good relationship with the family. It comes from helping one another. I've often said, you know, it's an interesting thing about money. It's a commodity that people, if extended, 99% need it back, don't they? It's not like so many other things that we give freely up. We'll be right back in a moment. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as those many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, all across the nation, all across the world. So if you have someone in your family that has been so disappointed by a removal from a working job that they enjoyed, or they are frustrated over what they might be doing to make their situation better, love is a great thing. Show love, show interest. And we, as we went to break, I was discussing the fact that humans give so many things. They give love, they give time, they give of their talent, they serve. But when it comes to money, they want it back. Isn't that an interesting thing? But that's the way it goes. So as we struggle as Americans, and people who have a reason to defend America, take heart. You're not alone. Seek help from above. Be innovative and have great love. That's my advice for today. And I have Dr. True Ott online. He has been this past week very busy going to the north of the land. Good afternoon, Dr. Ott.
Barbara Jean, I'm very disappointed that your guest canceled that.
Well, to the listeners, I would like to let you know that until about a minute ago, I was prepared for a interview with FBI agent retired Ted Gunderson, and he was called to a legal hearing, and I guess he was unaware of that, for this has been scheduled for some time. But just to let the listeners know, that has occurred here, and Dr. Ott was anxious to have an opportunity to speak with Ted Gunderson, and I'm pleased that you have called in, and maybe you can let the listeners know a little bit about your weekend or over-the-weekend adventure happening in America.
Well, it was absolutely an adventure. There in Kalispell, the local radio station there, I'm not sure what the call letters are, had sponsored this event. They'd asked me 2 weeks prior to be one of the keynote speakers, basically showing the information and sharing the information on the vaccine dangers universally, but specifically also why this particular upcoming one, the flu vaccine, just does not make a lot of sense to do. And so, yeah, we were there from Thursday until Saturday night. Just a lot of meetings, a lot of radio interviews. One time I was on the radio for 6 full hours straight. It was a little bit too much, but there were a lot of simulcasts going out to other stations across the country who tuned in, and so I'm confident a lot of good information got out on that.
And the reason this is so vital is that we have sort of an unbelievable rush, don't we? We have the idea that we need all this vaccine in the millions of doses in a hurried fashion. Could you let the listener know what a normal trial time frame would be for a new potential vaccine? What would that be like?
Well, typically, I can just give you the Gardasil example. You know, Gardasil is a specifically targeting vaccine, specifically targeting the human papillomavirus, the HPV, that has been, you know, linked to cervical cancer in women. And so this Gardasil vaccine is designed to prevent the HPV virus from getting a hold in women's cervixes, young women's cervixes, and basically cutting down their risk for cervical cancer. Now, that, according to the research I've done, the Merck company cost them a little over $100 million and about a decade to get their final testing and get final approval by the FDA to bring this vaccine out. And yet, even with all that testing, I'm here to tell you there is a lot of danger with that. I on this very show, as you may or may not know, back in July, we did a, when I was filling in for you, we brought in three women who had lost children, daughters, to this vaccine. And that just, they're just three of many hundreds, okay? And a lot more are young women are crippled and in wheelchairs right now because of this vaccine. But the point being, you know, Merck went through all of the right hoops. They jumped through the right hoops. They did all that was necessary as far as the FDA requirements. And I just wonder how they feel about this fast track for Novartis and Baxter and the World Health Organization to basically come up with a patent in just a year or so, zero long-term testing. I mean, short-term trials like they're doing right now, come on, those, even if those are the legitimate vaccines, which are questionable, they may just be, you know, benign vaccines, but even if they were the real deal vaccine, you know, you can't just gauge the side effects in a week or 2 weeks. It takes months to gauge what side effects, especially if they're putting the squalene oil and water adjuvant in it. This won't show up for 3 weeks to 6 months.
And why wouldn't we hear that caution or concern over the revved up, getting it ready for everybody, the time frame of September, October, November, three shots, all of that story? Why doesn't somebody say, wait a minute, everything's kind of percolating right along. We hear the story of a second wave. I've heard that description, and that it would be a more virulent encounter in the fall. How do we know all these things?
Well, the CDC and a microbiologist such as Dr. Henry Nyman, who was a regular guest on Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz and even Bill Deagle, made the declarations back in May that the second wave would be made manifest if it were to occur in the southern hemisphere states when they entered their winter season, okay, Australia, South America. During their winter flu season, they predicted we'd see the more lethal second wave appear. Now, that has not materialized, thank God. The statistics are in now that they're wrapping up their flu season down there. Yeah, they've had cases, but not nearly as bad as they predicted, and not nearly as lethal. They haven't picked up any lethality genes. Now, just to distance the Standard Examiner newspaper this morning here in Ogden, Utah, there was a Associated Press story on that very thing, and they did mention the feared second wave mutations just have not materialized, which brings to you know, it all the more suspect as to why they're still going forward with this mass vaccination campaign.
It looks like we have a caller, Gary in California. Are you still with us, Gary?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to make a comment or a greeting to get today's guest, Dr. Ott? And it's nice to hear from you, Gary. What's on your mind?
Well, this weekend we went to what do they call those meetings for the Congress people?
A town hall meeting.
Town hall meeting had 1,500 people. And a lot of them had to wait outside. They couldn't get in, so they were outside, and the temperature was 103. And we had to stand and wait before we could go in for an hour and a half in that temperature. And I'm going to tell you, it was between, for Susan Davis. She's a congresswoman, Democrat. And there was a lot of screaming. We don't want that stuff. You know, and another person come up and said, you know, who's going to pay for it? Another one come up and said, you know, you've taxed us here, you've taxed us there. You know, my great-grandchildren don't stand a chance. I mean, this type of litany was going on over and over. I mean, yes, you had some of the people in there. I mean, Acorn had their people there that they paid, had a lot of paid people there. You know, you had, you're going to have a lot of fuzzy heads there. But there was just hundreds of people there that are saying, we don't want it. But
when you say we don't want it, you mean they don't want the vaccine?
Just say no. That's right. And,
okay,
and you know, but these Congress people are going to make excuses for their vote, and we all think they're going to be voted out of office. I don't think so. We're under tyranny right now. They pick whoever they want, not who Main Street wants. It's who the Wall Street wants. It has absolutely nothing to do with us anymore, even though talk shows, if it wasn't for you guys' talk shows, we wouldn't be hearing any of this, because your so-called conservative mainstream talk shows, that's controlled media, dialectics. And I know the doctor would agree with that. I mean, it's whenever you start going into talking about some of the things that you talk about on your show, they cut you off.
Hold on just a minute, Gary. Let's hear from Dr. Ott, who was at a meeting or a conference being held up on the northern border of the United States in Montana over the weekend, and having to do with this issue. Does that hearten you a little bit, Dr. Ott, that people are saying, let's not take this vaccine in California? Please go ahead.
Well, hope it's a precursor of what's happening across the country. I know that there's a lot of people that called into the stations and asked questions by email to me on the air, etc., that they believed this was starting to be a groundswell. More and more people now, the majority in a recent poll actually showed, no, we don't want this thing.
We'll go to break right here, and we'll be coming right back. We'll help you out, America, with the information.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. And Dr. Ott, I thought maybe we could have sort of a little quiz while Gary is online in California. And when Gary gets off the phone, he can go and talk to his neighbors and friends just about a few of these definitions that keep coming up in this discussion of viruses. You help me so much from time to time in enlarging my vocabulary, so I thought maybe this would be helpful to others. So here we are, and just as a backdrop, let's think about this. It was the World Health Organization that declared a level 4 pandemic April 27th, 09. And 2 days later, they upped it to level 5. And on June 11th, 2009, World Health Organization, I should reconstruct that, the United Nations World Health Organization then indicated we were at a level 6 pandemic. Dr. Ott, can you help Gary and the listeners out there understand a little bit about a level 6?
Well, yes. The World Health Organization is really, it's a part of the UN, but more than anything else, it's a Club of Rome organization, okay? The World Health Organization back, I'm not sure exactly the dates this was ratified. I believe it was right around 2000 when they began working on it. The World Health Organization issued what's called the International Health Regulations, called IHR for short, okay? The IHR, the International Health Regulations, are basically an international treaty that was ratified and signed by 194 United Nations nations, okay? The language, you can actually pull this up if you have, if you so desire to do so. Just do a search engine of World Health Organization /IHR, and you'll be able to pull up this this entire treaty, as I have done. Basically, what it has the member nations agree is that when the World Health Organization, through means of their computer network monitoring and monitoring stations worldwide, raises a pandemic influenza or pandemic whatever virus, and escalates it through, you know, the series of levels from 1 to 2 to 3, etc. But when it finally hits the all-important level 6, again, 6 is very occultic and has a lot of power, meaning in these Satanist agenda, the Club of Rome Satanists, because that's what they are. When they hit level 6, that's what gives them complete dictatorial powers over the member nations, basically allows them to basically usurp the rightful governments and become the main authority in that nation. And for the whole purpose of inflicting what's best described as medical martial law, where they forcibly, mandatorily inject vaccines into the member nation citizens. Now, that's in the international health regulations. And they also have power to restrict international air travel, commerce in shipping lanes, transit shipments. The powers they assume when the level 6 has been reached is basically consolidating power into a dictatorial, unelected, fascist body. And that's what's happened. Now, America, the United States, when they signed that treaty, they put a caveat on the signature. And you can see this right there at the IHR document. And the caveat basically says the American Republic recognizes the law of federalism and gives, we recognize the right of the individual states to so opt out if they wish to. Wow. That gives the individual states powers basically to opt out of this treaty or to accept it by just being quiet. Okay? As you know, Barbara Jean, we have petitioned the state of Utah, the health department, the attorney general's office, sent a representative and guaranteed us that there would be no, quote, forced mandatory vaccinations in Utah. And the attorney general's office had, in fact, researched this most important point and knew that they had the right, as to the governor's office, to tell the WHO and the CDC and the HHS and the FEMA and every other lettered agency to get the heck out of Utah if they so desire. And we're holding them to that, okay? There's great power in the laws of federalism, each individual state, okay? Even though they may have signed some version of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act in their state, the state governor under the WHO's treaty can opt out and say, we don't want the vaccine forced upon our citizens. Now, if you want to take it, you know, I guess you can take it. If you want to go play, you know, play in the street, go chase balls in the packed, you know, packed freeway, I guess you're willing to do that too, take your life in your hands, but not a smart thing to do.
We'll go to break here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. We're just kind of going over what is happening out there and our response, and certainly great appreciation and credit should be given to the signator of that particular national, international health regulation, and identifying with the rights of the states. So to the listeners across the nation, there's a little visit for you to go to your Department of Health and or your elected state leaders and become a citizen and ask the right questions. And maybe that's a suggestion for Gary in California as well. There is something curious about this, though, that quite bothers me personally, Dr. Ott, and that is the sequence of events, okay? Level 6 announced on June 11, 2009, and then both the World Health Organization, the United Nations World Health Organization, and the CDC decided that data collection of individual confirmed cases or probable cases was no longer necessary to ascertain the spread of swine flu.
Right.
As of July 10th, 2009, 1 month after the announcement of level 6 pandemic.
Right.
The World Health Organization said that they were discontinuing the collection of confirmed cases. How can they get away with that?
Well, it goes back to when they put out the IHR regulations and the treaty, they, you know, they publicly at that time identified the conditions that would cause level 5, level 4, and level 6. And if you read the conditions that would need to be met before declaring pandemic level 6, it would basically be in a certain percentage of countries, which it was. It passed that. But the really important part of level 5 to level 6 is, quote, posing a strong danger of becoming deadly, you know, a significant loss of human life. You see, that has never happened. That has never happened. It has not mutated into some deadly high morbidity factor that would force this mass vaccination. That's an important thing to understand and what to take to the states and say, you know, states, what is so wrong with this picture? This, by all accounts from the world, this is no more deadly than a common cold. That's the reality and fact of it. It has not shown the propensity to mutate into something much more deadly. That's why level 6 was declared back in June and into July, because they had strong evidence that it was mutating and it was going to be a very high death toll in southern hemispheres this summer. It didn't happen. So in reality, folks, we're sitting right now today at approximately a level 4, maybe a level 5, because it's on the way out. But see, it's not happening. They froze. They stopped reporting on it. They don't want to talk about numbers because this will be exposed. And so they're going full force with the hundreds of billions of dollars of profits that can be generated by a mass vaccination campaign. But now, Barbara Jean, mark this date down today, August 31st. Right now, we are probably on level 4. There is no worldwide epidemic and pandemic. It's gone. It's dying out. Mark my words, America, listen up. When this vaccine campaign is instituted this coming month, it will have pandemic written all over. It will start the pandemic. This will be the cause of it. Mark my words today.
Dr. Ott, you are aware that over the weekend there have been, and there was one in particular, I think it was Somerville in Massachusetts, where 16 million was allocated by the CDC to have early forums prior to Labor Day. So they're having to hurry all this week. And the people were invited for a full day. They had to stay all day. They would receive $50 if they committed to come to the forum, and an additional $50 if they signed up to have the vaccine. They were served breakfast and lunch and snacks. They even had little pink plush toys like a virus there for people to buy.
Right.
As can you imagine such a story?
It all shows how fraudulent this entire thing is, how it's all commercialized. To have the CDC make up these little pink toys and say it's H1N1 virus toys for the kiddies. Now, this is criminal, absolutely unconscionable and criminal what's happening here. And you have to bribe them to come in and we'll feed you breakfast, pay you money to get this vaccine shot up so we can keep this pandemic fraud going. When they are vaccinated, when people are vaccinated, they'll be taking live viruses out to the people. It will cause the pandemic, people. Listen to me. The vaccine doesn't happen, this thing is done. The vaccine happens this October, mark my words, there will be millions of deaths. Millions of deaths, people. Listen to me.
Anyway, with all of the lack of data, now this is true, ladies and gentlemen, they themselves have discontinued, the World Health Organization and the CDC discontinued data or data collecting. Okay? That's all happened. And yet, on late July, it was reported in the media that the World Health Organization predicts as many as 2 billion people could be infected over the next 2 years. That would be a third of the world's population. So what are they using for their data? And they would tell you that they're modeling it. And what if they put in wrong information to have and arrive at an outcome that they were desirous of? This is very scary to me. I can't believe that this is ongoing, and I will resist. I will talk about this. Modeling, and what if their assumptions fed to the model are incorrect?
The model is all dependent, Barbara Jean, on vaccination entering into the picture. This is important to understand. These vaccines have attenuated, weakened, but they are still live viruses. And really, you, me, the CDC themselves, I venture to guess, really don't know what genetic alterations are on these supposed H1N1 recombinant viruses that are in the vaccines. That's what I'm saying. This is not a problem now, and it won't be. You know why? The CDC themselves did transmissibility studies. Listen up, folks. Listen carefully to this. The CDC themselves in April took this novel virus that from Mexico, put it in for a model to measure the transmissibility factors between ferrets. They infected ferrets by inoculating them with the disease, had it full blown in the ferrets, and then had them go in with live ferrets. With the seasonal flu, these live ferrets that were healthy would all get sick. They would measure the speed in which it was transmissible. With this novel H1N1, guess what? None of them got sick. It was not transmissible. That's what I'm telling you. Somehow this was released, I think, via some contaminated vaccines, time release to happen this summer, but limited, absolutely limited. This new vaccine will cause the pandemic. You understand what I'm saying? It will cause it. I can't say it any more clearer than that.
Okay. Let's help, as we were talking about some of these words that need to have a little further explanation for people that are normal like me that need a little help. You used the word recombinant. So hold on to that one.
Right.
And then we're talking about nature's way. You used the term splicing. Could you put all that out there and help the folks understand what we're talking about?
Well, yes. Up at Kalispell, we had the opportunity to basically debate a very brilliant, very capable, intelligent woman who has a difference of opinion. I would hope it's an honest difference of opinion. We welcome that. This individual is a Harvard-trained PhD, Harvard grad, who made it very clear that what the statement I just made about it being a vaccine-caused pandemic was absolutely ludicrous and unsubstantiated. And her whole idea was, Dr. Ott, you're wrong. This is a natural occurrence. The world has to have these pandemic flus once every 50 or 60 years, is her claim, which is the Ivy League, Princeton, Yale, Harvard official response. My response to her is simply this. We're not talking about a normal variation on an H3N2 seasonal flu. Not at all. We are talking about a genetically altered, when you use the word recombinant, that means a genetic alteration massively has occurred where you have spliced onto the gene structure genes, DNA from birds, from pigs, multiple different types of pig DNA, and multiple strains of human gene material. This does not happen in nature by nature's God, and it's not natural. it should be self-evident. Barbara Jean, how many times have you walked down the streets of New York City and seen some, you know, weird characters with wings and a beak and pig's feet and pig's tail, you know, and, that's a natural recombination of gene pools from pigs, birds, and humans. It happens all the time. It's part of nature's cycle. No. It doesn't happen unless you have some crazy scientists like the Island of Dr. Moreau movie, where they start genome projects, as they're called, where they start manipulating the gene pool structure by means of scientific splicing. Then you have all kinds of weird aberrations coming. But nature's God does not allow for that. He has protections built into the creative molecule. A virus, ladies and gentlemen, is no different. A virus has specific gene protections, gene clades, as they're called, gene fragments that are unique to species. Now, yes, indeed, pigs are very close genetically to humans. The skin of a pig is quite similar to a human skin. Thus, we have experimentations with pharmaceuticals and cosmetics and other things. Genetically, the pig, the H1N1 virus, is similar to the H3N2. Not identical, but similar. And thus, when you have the H3N2 human flu, it can go into a pig and receive some alterations. Then it comes back to us varied, and that's what causes the seasonal variations in, again, emphasize this, the H3N2 human-specific. The H1N1 supposed swine flu infestation of 1976 was proven 3 years later to be a dang big hoax. H1N1 did not jump into the H3N2 gene clade. It didn't happen then. It was a lie. 1997.
So, when I asked the Department of Health head, Dr. Sundwall, last week, are you comfortable with what we have been told about the origin of, or the lack of understanding the origin of, this now novel H1N1 flu that we're all concerned about? Maybe he could have answered me, but he chose not to have a specific answer.
Barbara
and
Jean,
I wasn't as informed then as I am now, because what I'm learning now is it is total. I did bring it up that I didn't believe it was possible to have the bird and the human and the swine all in one dish together. I didn't think that happened. But now, in consideration of what you're saying about nature and the protection for the individual species,
yeah,
it is
happen.
Even more abnormal. Why wouldn't he have come back and told me that?
Barbara Jean, his silence is an answer. Okay? He was telling you, no, he's not, but he can't come out publicly and say that. He's a smart man, and I believe he's an honest man. I believe that his epidemiologist, who was in that first meeting with you weren't there, but with me and Dee and others, filled him in. He knew. You see, there's always been the fear out there among epidemiologists and virologists that maybe because of some aberration in the pollution-ridden world, okay? Maybe down in South Vietnam and the areas where we hit all those forested areas with Agent Orange and all these Monsanto chemicals, that maybe out of that cesspool would come a mutated gene that would jump into and infect humans. Bird flu was thought possibly it could. And occasionally in Vietnam, we have people contracting sickness of H5N1 bird flu. But you see, it happened that they were involved with the poultry business and they contracted the virus, but it wasn't transmissible to human to human. Okay, that's very important to understand that. The transmissibility factors are in the RNA chains of the chromosomes. Nature protects that, protects us. nature is nature's God that protects that. Now, there's certain instances in polluted areas in Vietnam, Cambodia, and other places in Indonesia where it occasionally will jump and make a person sick, and the virility is bad, and they'll, you know, 60% mortality. But to have that transmitted human to human won't happen unless it's aided by a pharmaceutical corrupt government. That's the bottom line. So Dr. Sunwall, you bet he was uncomfortable. I have a sneaking suspicion the state's epidemiologists told him, you know, Dr. Ott's right. We can't say that.
We'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Call your friends and neighbors and let them know they need to tune in to RBN. They'll never be sorry.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.laysemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the final segment of this hour of Born on the 4th of July. And Dr. Ott, I'm hoping we'll talk about all these things again tomorrow. As we come to the end of this hour, and maybe there's somebody out there who has just tuned in and has never heard of the reconstruction or recreation of a deadly virus that did take place that could be associated with this flu pandemic. I'm wondering if you could, off the top, just give a timeline of what Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger was involved in early, like in 1996.
Yes, I can. I hate to leave you in the lurch, Barbara Jean. I'll have to finish up the segment. I'm due on another show.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate that, but I look for you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
For that, person out there that doesn't know how could this and what we're talking about, what is a recombinant or a re-engineered virus?
Well, first of all, this happened back in 1918, and the general consensus of opinion seems to be that this 1918 thing was just an act of God, an act of nature happening. You know, if you're ignorant, and I really stress ignorant, that's where science seems to put things. Oh, golly, I don't know what happened, so it must have been a natural act of God. In 1997, Jeffrey Taubenberger and his team of scientists at Fort Detrick, which is, of course, the world's greatest biological weapons laboratory, okay, did in fact isolate the remnant of that virus. Actually, a full virus was extracted from a woman's body in Brevik, Mission, Alaska. They immediately began using their genome project computers and equipment that enabled them to really do a full-scale analysis of the DNA structure. And Taubenberger in 1997 published a paper in Science magazine where he declared, quote, this was a, quote, A-strain novel H1N1/H3N2/H5N1 reassortant, which is another word for recombinant, virus. So we know now that the 1918 virus came into existence by blending pig material, DNA material, virus material, with humans and birds. So did that happen by natural selection? I strongly say no way. Again, it couldn't have. Unless pigs and birds and humans all have a lot of sex together, okay, and exchange bodily fluids in that fashion, this is not going to happen. Even if doing it by sexual encounters is hard to accomplish this. No, what happened? The Rockefeller Laboratories in 1916, maybe even earlier than that, 1915, began building a typhus fever vaccination program, and they made millions, hundreds of millions of doses of this, giving it to the Allied and German World War I troops. The typhus fever vaccine was harvested from humans, taken into the pigs, put into chickens for incubation, and put back into humans. There's your cycling. It happens not by nature, but by Rockefeller Laboratories.
We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ott. Stay well and keep talking. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Barbara Jean. God bless your audience.
With